Welcome to Up the Villa podcast, starring Luke Robinson, Justin Hawthorne, Ryan McEwen, and me, Red Pepper, legend of the Villa.
Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you're new to our channel, subscribe and you smash the like target. We got over 450 likes last time. So I'll set the like target at 450. So let's go again. Let's try and beat that like target. And as you can see, us three that are normally on, me, Justin and Ryan, we're in our best gear because we have an amazing guest on today, Red Pepper, absolute legend. So we're all buzzing to have you on. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'll be even better when you took that damn thing from in front of me. I can't see you. I can't see nothing. I see this meeting's being hosted by blah, blah, blah. But I'm good. Yeah, alive and well. I'm really, as you say, chomping at the bit for the next game against Palace. Fantastic result, fantastic start for Steve. And I'm just, you know, buzzing to be here. I saw your podcast last week and I thought, you know what? This guy's trying to put out something really, really cool. And I thought, hey, let me just step in there. You'll probably be surprised that I saw it, but I watched your podcast for the last 6 weeks. So yeah, I enjoy it and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when I found out that you messaged Ryan, I was absolutely blown away by it, to be fair. And I just thought, get him on ASAP. So thank you for joining us. So I'll start with you then, Red. What did you make of Steven Gerrard's first game in charge?
First of all, I'm an old school cat. So the way he presented himself was immaculate and fantastic. He looks like a manager. He looks the part. We all know that he can play. But when he came out, it was like, okay, we mean business now. And I just sensed in my mind that the guys were on the pitch, or the field, as you say, were going to be on point. His performance as a manager, from the one I've seen on YouTube, at Baltimore, he seems like, no disrespect to any of the larger managers out there, the likes of, in fact, I won't name names, but the older school managers who have a beer belly, who don't look fit to be running around. It's nice to see people like Gerard and Eddie Howe and people who can actually get involved in the training. You know, when I saw Steve just walk out, he just had pride written on him. And I was just blown away, to be honest with you. Very blown away.
Yeah, it's just that presence and that aura, isn't it? And I think it was brilliant. Ryan, we didn't catch your thoughts after the game. So what did you make of it?
Yes, what a start. What a start. I feel like we've laid a good base to build on now. There's potential in this team, I think, to implement Gerrard's philosophy and style. I'm looking forward to it. I think the defence, Gerrard mentioned it before the game, didn't he? Getting back to basics. I thought we looked solid and I was shocked, absolutely shocked to find out that back five hadn't played together as a back five since August. You know, 15 clean sheets last season. So it's good to get them back and settled the midfield. I thought the press was superb. I thought their energy was superb. Yeah. I thought we used the whip well. And McGinn was superb. His arse was out. He was spraying balls everywhere. He was superb. The attack showed glimpses of one-touch attacking football. Buendia, flashes of brilliant touches, link-up play with Ramsey, played a superb through ball into Ings, who just couldn't sort his feet out. So there is potential there, but I feel that that's an area we've got to work hard on finding the right personnel, finding just that cohesion between them. So that was that's something to work on. And overall, I was just delighted, absolutely delighted with the performance, with the energy, with the press. Brighton are no mugs. They're a good team. They're well-drilled. They're easy on the eye. They're relentless defensively. They were back in position so quickly. We had the ball and it was like, oh my God, we're up against 11 again here. So I've got COVID at the minute. So I was watching the game at home, but I could feel like the tension in the crowd when they had a lot of possession. And I was chill with it, completely chill with it. I thought, you know what, the way we're going to score against these is on the counter. And we did it to devastating effect, really. It was a superb goal. You know, I loved it. I tweeted about it. I absolutely loved that goal, just the way in the canvas, just so composed and takes the ball down in the box, lies it off. Young rolls back them years, doesn't he? And has a burst through the midfield. Watkins, Al-Ghazi with the run that opened it all up for him. And you know, when I'm at home and I'm watching the game, I sort of like turn into like a co-commentator. I talk to myself a lot for some reason. I don't know if anybody else does, but I was going, pass it. Oh, Barry was there. And when he hit it, I was just bouncing around my living room going, well, don't fucking pass it then, fair play, son. But yeah, it was amazing. And then for Mings to grab that goal at the end as well, brilliant. So all round, a superb day. And I'm still buzzing from it now. So, you know, the weekend was superb, wasn't it? Like Monday morning, brilliant. So, yeah. All positive.
Yeah, so it was a brilliant first game. And it's now very important that we back it up. We back it up now with a good result away at Crystal Palace, who are having a brilliant season. I think looking at Vieira coming in from the outset, I really thought we were probably going to struggle this season. But again, they're having a brilliant, brilliant season. I think Conor Gallagher is brilliant. He's had a great season. He was good for West Brom last season as well, and they're a really exciting side. They leak in a few goals, but they score a few as well. So, Justin, how are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a very interesting game, isn't it? I think as I said before the Brighton game, I thought it was a good game for Gerrard to start off with the home game against a team that wasn't one of the big clubs in the league, albeit they had a decent run coming up to our game. I thought it was a good game. I think this is also a very good first away game for him, to be honest, because whilst they are having a season probably above expectation for me, because I didn't think Vieira would do as good a job as he is doing, I think it's a nice place for us to go and play his second game in that, you know, they're 7 unbeaten, but Brighton were on a similar run when we played them. They'd lost 1-8, but they don't win many. You know, they've had 2 wins and 5 draws from them 7. I think they've scored 18 and conceded 17. So they're sort of on a par with their conceding and scoring. They are a threat going forward. I think Eze and Elise are back on the bench for them now, you know, who are big threats. So that they've got depth on the bench as well. And the front three are doing well. Benteke, we all know about Benteke. He's flying at the moment, scoring goals. Zaha's always going to be a threat. And they've nicked Conor Gallagher from Chelsea, as you've said, who's already... You know, not many times a player goes out on loan and gets an England call-up. So it just shows how well he's playing this season. So it's a big challenge for us. But I think Gerrard will have a full week on the training pitch with the full squad now. I think everybody's almost fit now as well. Even not Trezeguet's back in with the group today. I saw Luiz, he's back playing again. Sanson's back out there playing with the lads again. So we've got almost a fully fit squad to choose from. And I think with the great performance and the win, the win was the most important thing at home against Brighton. To now follow that up with a performance against Palace, you know, I'm really positive. I think we can really have a good go at them. Almost not a free hit, but, you know, I think we can go there and really, really have a good go at them.
Awesome. So, Red, what are your thoughts on Palace away? Like, how far do you feel like we can go this season? Where do you see us ending up?
I'm hoping for Champions League, as always. In reality, I go for some. I reckon we can climb because I look at all the teams around us and above us, to be honest with you, and everyone's having they're having hiccups. But putting aside Palace's side, because I don't focus that way. I focus on ours. And I believe our Ramsey and Super Scott.
McGinn.
Brain's gone dead. McGinn, John McGinn. Yep. When they're playing, don't shoot me, but I rather Ramsey than Luis all day long. Too many times he messes up. And your number 6 is supposed to be the sharpest man in the unit. He's supposed to be quick thinking. He's supposed to see things. He's supposed to move things fast. And he doesn't. He piddles around, and I think he's just wearing that I play for Brazil on my shirt too many times, and he doesn't seem to have that passion. Steve Gerrard will bring that out of him, or he will drop him. That's how I see it. I don't know, but that's how I'm seeing it as an old school cat, because I'm 60 years old. I started watching football donkeys years ago. But that's how I see it. So I think Ramsey, that boy, he's got something. He really has got something. And I think I think Steve Gerrard will give him more time than he gives Luis. That's what I believe. And if he does, and he's playing with McGinn, who's got a heart of a lion, and when Bailey, I gotta work him out. But if those two are in the heart of the midfield, I think we can Muller Palace. I really do, if they're sharp, if they're on point.
Yeah, it's an interesting point about Ramsey, because I feel like Gerrard's really going to take him under his wing. You saw after the game, you know, he was in his ear, and he did have a good game, to be fair. And I think Ramsey, he's had some real good games this season, and he's really starting to I feel like play with confidence. And I think you can start to see with the way he's playing that he does look really confident as well. So
I think just on the Ramsey thing, I think when young kids come into the team, that they get thrown in and they get given a chance. And it's almost like they have to get to a point where it almost clicks that they feel comfortable at that level, that they're not a youth team player anymore, that they're actually a first team player anymore, and they deserve to be there as well, which is what I think we've seen now with Ramsey. He you can tell when he goes out the pitch, he knows he's a first team player now. He knows he's trusted. He knows he's playing ahead of his seasoned players that played top flight football for a long time. And I think that in itself gives a player the confidence to go out there and play. There was a little clip going around on Twitter, I think, of his best bits of the game. And you know, my brother's a massive Ramsey fan, and we've been talking about it all day today. And he really feels like he's going to, you know, if he can just go up that next one or two levels, he could be an absolute superstar for Villa.
Justin, I think it's you best not mention Twitter. Weekend. It's all about the clout. Ryan, so what are your thoughts on Palace?
Yeah, like you, I was a bit nervous for him, really, when they appointed Vieira. I think they'd gone down that route before, I don't know, with De Boer. Was it De Boer or Laudrup? One of the two, where they just completely changed style and manager. And yeah, it's a big call. It's a big call to Roy Hodgson, have done such a good job there. But it's working out at the minute. I think they're very good. I was championing Conor Gallagher in a few podcasts earlier before. Like, I think he's really good, so good. And they've got him into a system where he's in the middle as a number eight, but he's got the license to attack, and attack he does. He does support that front for Palace. Benteke seems to be on fire again, doesn't he? Eduardo's come in from Celtic, who we were heavily linked with at one time, and he's scoring goals in the Premier League. So, yeah, tough game. Like you said, Justin, they are the draw merchants. I think seven draws, isn't it? They've had all season.
Yeah.
Burnley exposed their main weakness, which is set pieces. I think out of the 17 goals you mentioned, half of them have been conceded from set pieces, and it sort of undoes all of Vieira's hard work. So hopefully we can... McPhee was still on the bench, wasn't he? So hopefully he's still got a bit of input. Let's see if we can put together some attacking routines and punish them that way. But Selhurst Park, hate the place. Just never seem to get a result there. Never seem to get a result when we used to play Wimbledon back there. We always used to lose to Wimbledon. We always seem to lose to Palace. So hopefully the new Gerrard era, he can turn that around.
Yeah, I think it'll be tight. I think it'll be tight game. I think we'll look to sort of stifle them, especially, and I feel like we're going to nick it. So I'll go to some of the thoughts and a few. I think there's a couple of questions in here. So Wayne Tolley's put, we could do with another win going into the next few fixtures. Palace will be another tough game. They're scoring goals, but they also conceding. I think we'll win 2-1. FPL has put, thinking the Kamba keeps his place, as does Ramsey, but Young could start, and should Ollie centrally. Johnny's put, important that we go and build on a great start. Palace just conceded 3 goals against Burnley, so I feel like they're there for the taking. James Hill has put, does Luiz walk back into the team if fit? Red?
No. I don't think so. If I was the manager, but I'm not the manager, I don't think he hasn't earned that spot. I honestly believe that Steven Gerrard has got a winning mentality. He hasn't got a sloucher's mentality, and there's too many games that Luiz messes around. Yes, he may do something wonderful once in the game, or maybe twice in the game, but the majority of time he messes around. It's like, we're an elite team. We're trying to be an elite team, not a flim-flam team, not a I'll just collect my money team. And he irritates me, just like Tyrone Mings used to. But I noticed with Tyrone Mings, slightly going off point, he's actually collecting the ball and going forward. He's passing the ball forward. So rather than going back to the goalkeeper all the time, and I can just see in my mind every time they made a movement, even marvelous. I just saw Gerrard playing with them. I just saw the unbelievable change, the positivity with the way we played. I said, look at this. Look at this. The same players that Dean Smith had, not knocking Dean, but he didn't have half the players playing together because of injuries, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel sorry for him to a degree. But that mentality that Steven Gerrard is bringing in, it's going through to the players, because Marvelous Nakamba played, I think, his best game. Seriously, he's improved. He's improved a hell of a lot. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, let's see it. Everybody gets a little excited when the new manager comes in. Let's see if there's consistency now. Let's see it. And I do believe we've got the beating of Palace around the back. I really do. If we got the speed, if we got Bailey on fire and playing from the get-go, because he should be super fit by now. And we got Ings and Watkins hungry. We've got the supply. We've got the supply. And I do not believe that my man, number six, should be dropped back in there. I think they should let Ramsey alone and let him play, because I think he's got it. He's got that little extra sharpness. In my mind, he has.
Yeah. You made some good points. I'll tell you what I noticed about Mings as well. That goal that Mings scored when he ran to that touchline and kept that ball in play, that would have been a throw-in under Dino, and we would have launched ball into that box.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think it was brilliant that he showed his determination to keep that ball in play, and he got that goal. Yeah. And that was a reward for keeping
That had Steven Gerrard written all over the whole game. I saw it with my clear eyes. It was like, look at this. Why could they not have done this before? It was irritating but beautiful.
And Mings didn't launch, if you notice, he didn't launch the ball like he has been doing for the past six, 7 games. The amount of times he's just launched it into the other half, Smith, but he did definitely, like Red said, there was a definite change in philosophy of bringing the ball down and playing out from the back again, which after only a few days of coaching, is really nice to see.
Yeah, which is what the point I made with Nakamba, because Nakamba would have just blasted that ball out of the box, wouldn't he? But he never. He took a touch.
Composure,
and added to Young. I think one bit of improvement we can make, which we will make, is when we had the ball, out of possession, we had to work hard to get it back. And as soon as we got it, it was like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Pass it, and we lost possession. So I think this is going to be a big week, isn't it, for Gerrard? Gerrard's going to have everyone for a whole week. So I think that's going to be one of the improvements as well. Just to calm down when we have got that ball and not to rush it. And yeah, man, it's all good, man. It's all positive, isn't it? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Can't wait. I haven't felt the excitement for the next Villa game in quite a while. Like this level of excitement. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
Great. So Pete Wilkes has put more top class analysis from Pete this week. He's put
mate, he called it last week, though, on the score prediction. I don't know, Pete, for the first time ever.
Matt King
predicted a win.
He's put statement win, tricky run coming up. We could really do with the points to give us that vital bit of momentum. One thing's for sure, we'll play our socks off up the Villa. And then the last one, Luke Webb has put, can Benteke be stopped? He's on fire at the moment. You know what? I'm happy to see Benteke scoring and doing well, because I think I loved him when he played for Villa, and I think he was a top quality striker. So fair play to him. But hopefully he's got his shooting boots off this weekend.
Just while we're on, and while we've got Red on, thanks for coming on, Red. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Just wanted to ask you, where did the love of Villa come from?
That's been well documented so many times. Literally, I was a young boy. I was 15 years old, around about there. Just came over from Manhattan, New York, and I just liked the colors. The colors were beautiful. That claret and blue. It was like everybody's got black and white and red and blue. I said, "Oh, that's different." And on top of that, I saw this player, Andy Lockhead. And I thought, whoa, what kind of hairstyle is that? I was just watching. And then I thought, okay, let me watch this game. And I watched the game. And then it was on the big match with Brian Moore and the stanchions of your floodlights, A and the B. And I said, this place is something special. And then I could hear people talking different. Like you say, I can't swear, but down in London, you'll say, if you say the F word is fa, and up there you say fu. And I says, wait a minute, what are they talking about? And I was just captivated by the claret and blue. And then I said, you know what? I like that team. And then my friend said to me, well, if you choose a team, you got to stick with this team. You can't, support somebody else next week or whatever. You got to stick with that team. I says, yeah, well, I like that team. And I started following them. They was in the third division. And then when I really got into them was when in 1975, when I came up and I saw the first game against Leeds, we lost, and then we lost back in the day when Queen's Park Rangers ended up as the league champions that year of the league. What would we call it? First division one. That's what we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the division one. And yeah. We had 42 games each season and stuff like that. And we got trounced by Norwich 5-3. So my first three games, I was like, this ain't so special. First one, we lost 2-1. Then we drew 1-1. Then we got trounced by Norwich 5-3. And then we actually beat Man City, but Man City weren't anybody back then. And yeah, I just fell in love with it. And I went to the Villa Park and I actually had a little trial there, nothing special. And I met Ron Saunders and I had a football, which I still have somewhere, and it was signed. And wow. I just fell in love with the place. So there's no other reason. I don't live in Birmingham, but I got a lot of friends in Erdington and Perry Bar and lots of different places scattered around there. So I'm always up there. So I get to see quite a few games. Sometimes I get unprivileged because, it's really good. Sometimes I got to pay for it because I don't mind, because when I don't pay for it, they want to put me up in the sandwich bar and you got to put a shirt and tie on. No, I'm going the whole team. I want to be a real fan. Mickey Mouse
Broad
fan.
Sandwich. You know,
I've been following it since 1975. I've been following it since properly.
Fair play.
Top quality. So it's been great having you on anyway. So we'll do our normal score predictions. So we'll go around and we'll give them. I'm going to go for 1-1. I feel like it'll be tight. It's going to be tight. Justin?
2-0 Villa.
Cool. Red?
Comfortable.
2-0 Villa. You're 100% 2-0 Villa. And I do believe my boy's going to... I think Bailey's going to score. And I believe that Ings is going to score. Watkins is going to miss. He's going to miss something. He's going to hit the bar. I'm just sensing it. 2-0 Villa.
I'm just writing that down to put a bet on.
I'm telling you. You know I'm always right.
Yeah.
Ryan?
I'm going to keep it tight as well. 1-0. Danny Ings, last 10 minutes.
Love it. So thanks, everybody, for watching. And we will be back at the weekend with some reaction. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.